Welcome back to Mbago Media, Tech Talk. Today, we're diving into something a little different but incredibly important for our furry friends, cat water fountains. You know, cats can be notoriously picky about their water intake, and it's something a lot of owners overlook. But proper hydration is absolutely fundamental for their health, especially for their kidneys and urinary tract.
That's so true. It's easy to think, it's just water, but for cats, it's a much bigger deal. Dehydration can sneak up on them and lead to some pretty serious health issues down the line, like kidney disease or UTIs. It really impacts their quality of life, and sadly, even their lifespan. Think of it as their internal plumbing, it needs that constant flow to work efficiently.
Exactly. And that brings us to the traditional approach, the good old water bowl. It turns out, for many cats, the simple bowl just doesn't cut it. Descendants of desert dwellers, they're naturally wired to prefer moving water, as it signals freshness and safety. Still, water can seem stagnant and potentially unsafe to their primal instincts.
And then there's whisker fatigue. I'd never really thought about it until I saw how some cats would avoid touching the sides of their bowls. If their sensitive whiskers brush against the edges, it can be an unpleasant sensory overload, making them drink less. It's fascinating how much their physical comfort plays a role in such a basic need.
Absolutely. Plus, stagnant water in a bowl can quickly become a breeding ground for bacteria, developing that unappealing film that even the most discerning feline can detect. Cats are incredibly sensitive to taste, smell, and even temperature. So, the traditional bowl really has a few strikes against it, which is where these innovative cat water fountains come into play, offering a solution that taps into their natural preferences.
It makes so much sense when you break it down like that. So, Wired actually put these fountains to the test. What was your approach? Did you just have a few editors try them out?
Oh, it was much more involved than that. Our commitment to rigorous testing extends to these everyday essentials. We didn't just evaluate them in a sterile lab. Our true testing panel was a diverse group of cats themselves. We brought in tabbies, calicos, black cats, Persians, from timid to boisterous, picky to adventurous. Real-world feline feedback was paramount.
That sounds like a delightful, and probably chaotic, testing environment. I can only imagine trying to get cats to consistently use new equipment for weeks. What were the main things you looked for when evaluating these fountains?
We established a comprehensive set of criteria. First and foremost, water quality and filtration were paramount. We looked at carbon filters for odors and taste, and multi-stage systems to catch debris. We wanted to know how effectively they kept the water fresh and free from impurities. Then, we examined the flow and design. Did the gentle bubbling or cascading stream entice cats, mimicking natural water sources?
And what about the noise? I know some cats can be really sensitive to sounds. Did that play a big role in your evaluation?
Absolutely. Noise level was crucial. A loud, intrusive pump can be a major deterrent. We sought out models that operated with a whisper-quiet hum. We also considered capacity and refill frequency. A larger capacity is a huge advantage for busy households or multi-cat homes, reducing the need for constant topping up. And, of course, ease of cleaning and maintenance is critical for any pet owner.
Right, because if it's a hassle to clean, people are less likely to keep up with it, and then it defeats the purpose. What about durability and material safety?
Non-negotiable. We checked the build quality, ensuring they were made from food-grade, non-toxic materials that wouldn't leach harmful chemicals or degrade over time. We wanted to know if they were sturdy enough to withstand the occasional bump from an enthusiastic feline. So, with all these factors in mind, you must be eager to hear our top picks.
Definitely. After all that rigorous testing with your feline panel, I'm excited to hear which ones earned the Wired stamp of approval. Let's start with the all-rounder.
Our top all-rounder is the PetSafe Drinkwell Platinum. This one consistently impressed us. Its key strengths are its excellent filtration system with a carbon filter, keeping water exceptionally fresh. The water flow is designed to be appealing, and it operates with a remarkably quiet pump, which is a huge plus for sensitive cats or those in smaller apartments.
That sounds like a solid choice. What else makes it stand out?
The design is attractive, blending well into most homes, and its capacity is generous, making it suitable for multi-cat households without constant refills. We particularly like the elevated ramp, which reduces splashing and provides a gentler drinking surface for older cats or those with arthritis. Cleaning is also straightforward, components are easily disassembled, and the reservoir is dishwasher safe.
That's fantastic. So, what if someone is on a tighter budget? Is there a great entry-level option?
For those on a budget, the budget-friendly champion is the Catit Flower Fountain. It's wonderfully affordable but doesn't skimp on essentials. It provides a constant flow of filtered water, and the multiple flower-like spouts offer different drinking options, which appealed to a variety of cats in our testing. The filtration is primarily through a foam filter that catches larger debris.
That sounds like a great value proposition. Is the pump noisy on that one?
While the pump might be slightly more audible than some premium models, it's generally not intrusive, and its compact size is ideal for smaller spaces. The real win is its price point. It offers a significant upgrade in hydration without breaking the bank. It's incredibly easy to assemble and clean, making it a simple, effective, and incredibly popular choice for a reason.
Okay, now for the tech enthusiasts. What's the smart choice for tech-savvy owners?
That would be the Petkit Eversuite Solo Smart Pet Fountain. If you like monitoring things via your smartphone, this offers genuinely useful features. It connects to your Wi-Fi, allowing you to monitor water levels, track drinking habits, and get filter replacement reminders via the Petkit app. This connectivity is invaluable for proactive pet health management.
That's pretty advanced. Does the smart tech compromise the water quality itself?
Not at all. The fountain itself boasts a multi-stage filtration system, including activated carbon and ion exchange resin, which does an excellent job of purifying the water. The water flow is gentle and quiet. While the smart features add complexity, they offer unparalleled convenience and insight for data-driven pet care. It's a premium option, but for the tech-inclined owner, the peace of mind is well worth it.
For those of us who prioritize tranquility, what about a fountain that's super quiet?
For noise-sensitive households, the ultra-quiet operator is the Wonder Creature Pet Water Fountain. This one truly lives up to its name. Its pump is engineered for near-silent operation, making it virtually unnoticeable. This is a massive advantage for cats easily startled by sounds or for owners who prefer a serene environment.
So, it's quiet, but does it perform well in other areas too?
Yes, beyond its quiet performance, it features a well-designed filtration system ensuring clean, fresh water. The water flow is gentle and inviting, and the overall aesthetic is sleek and modern, blending seamlessly into your home. We found it was a favorite among cats who seemed a bit skittish around the sounds of other fountains. It proves you can have functionality without disrupting the peace.
Now, for households with multiple feline residents, or just owners who don't want to refill constantly, what's the high-capacity hero?
That would be the Vcalpit Large Capacity Pet Water Fountain. This fountain boasts an impressive water reservoir, often holding several liters, meaning it can easily last for days, even in a busy multi-cat home, without needing a top-up. This is a lifesaver for owners who travel or have demanding schedules.
That's a huge convenience factor. Is it still reliable and easy to maintain despite the large capacity?
Absolutely. Despite its large capacity, it's built with reliability in mind. Its construction is robust, and the pump system is designed for consistent, long-term performance. The filtration is effective, and the drinking surface is designed for easy access. We observed the water level barely budging over several days, even with multiple cats using it. It's a dependable workhorse.
So, we've covered some excellent top picks. Are there any other notable options you wanted to mention, perhaps with unique designs or materials?
Yes, a few honorable mentions. The Petkit Eversuite 3 Pro impressed with its multi-tiered design, offering different drinking heights and angles, which catered to a wider range of feline preferences. It was a hit with a few cats who enjoyed the variety, though perhaps not as universally appealing in its specific design.
And what about materials? That seems like it could impact durability and hygiene.
Definitely. The Petkit stainless steel fountain stood out for its exceptionally durable stainless steel construction. It was incredibly easy to clean, non-porous, and resistant to scratching, feeling built to last. However, it did come with a slightly higher price tag and could be a bit noisier due to pump vibrations against the metal.
So, stainless steel is great for durability and hygiene, but potentially noisier. What about ceramic or plastic?
Ceramic fountains are often praised for their ease of cleaning and their substantial weight, preventing them from being easily tipped over. They also tend to look quite attractive. However, they can chip or break if dropped and can be quite heavy. Plastic fountains are generally the most affordable and lightweight, but some plastics can scratch over time, potentially harboring bacteria, and some cats might be sensitive to the material itself.
It really comes down to prioritizing what's most important for your specific household and cat. And beyond the initial purchase, what about ongoing costs?
That's a crucial point: filter frequencies and costs. Most fountains require filter replacements every 2 to 4 weeks. While the initial price might be manageable, the recurring cost of filters can add up. Before committing, research the price of replacement filters and factor that into your long-term budget. A fountain with expensive or hard-to-find filters might not be the most economical choice.
So, it's an investment in your cat's health, but you need to consider the long-term financial commitment too. Now, let's say someone has chosen a fountain, but their cat is hesitant. What's the strategy for making the switch?
The key, above all else, is patience. Don't expect your cat to immediately abandon their old bowl. A gradual introduction is far more likely to be successful. Start by placing the new fountain near their existing water bowl. Let them investigate it at their own pace. You can even run the fountain for a few days with the old bowl still present, allowing them to get used to the sound and movement.
That makes sense. Give them time to acclimate. I remember one of our testers, a very regal Siamese named Luna, who treated the new fountain with the utmost suspicion for nearly a week. She'd circle it, sniff it, and retreat, only to return later. It was like a spy novel in my living room.
Ha! Cats can be such characters. And location also plays a crucial role. Cats often prefer their water source to be separate from their food bowls, a remnant of their wild instincts where a kill near water could contaminate it. So, try to place the fountain in a different area than where you feed your cat.
Good point. And where should that be? In a quiet, easily accessible spot?
Exactly. A quiet, easily accessible spot where they feel safe and unthreatened. Avoid high traffic areas, noisy appliances, or corners where they might feel cornered. A calm, predictable environment encourages more frequent visits. Think about where your cat naturally likes to relax and drink. Mimicking those preferred environments can significantly increase acceptance. Some owners even find success placing it on a slightly elevated surface.
What about troubleshooting? What if a cat is still hesitant or there's another issue?
If your cat completely ignores it, try adjusting the water flow settings if your model allows. Sometimes a gentler flow is better, other times more movement is enticing. You can also try adding a tiny amount of unsalted tuna water or chicken broth for a few days to pique their interest. Just clean it thoroughly afterward to prevent spoilage.
That's a good trick. And what if the noise is the issue?
If your cat seems afraid of the noise, double-check that the pump is functioning correctly and not rattling. Sometimes repositioning the pump or ensuring it's submerged correctly solves this. If the noise is inherent to the pump's design, you might need a quieter model or place it on a small mat to dampen vibrations. And always remember the importance of regular cleaning.
That slimy buildup is a major deterrent, I'm sure. Cats have incredibly sensitive palates and noses. So, consistent cleaning is paramount.
Precisely. Aim for a quick cleanup every few days and a more thorough disassembly and scrubbing at least once a week. By understanding your cat's natural behaviors, selecting the right fountain, and approaching the introduction with patience and the right troubleshooting, you're setting them up for a healthier, happier life, one sip at a time.
It really is a small change that can yield significant health benefits. We've seen cats with chronic urinary issues improve dramatically, and owners report their cats seem more energetic and vibrant. It's a simple yet powerful way to show your feline companion you care deeply about their well-being.
Absolutely. Remember, a well-hydrated cat is a happy cat, and a happy cat is a joy to have around. So, go forth, explore the world of pet water fountains, and help your furry friend unlock a new level of health and happiness.
And if you have any success stories or unique challenges with your own cat's hydration journey, we'd love to hear about them. You can share your experiences on our forums or tag us on social media. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep making life better for your pets.